Texte numéro 34. Girls are key to food security in poor countries. In rural areas of Kenya and South Sudan, most smallholder farmers are women. The men have gone to look for work in the towns and cities. The role of women and adolescent girls is spelled out in a report released on Friday by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. Its key point is that adolescent girls and women are the key to unlocking the full potential of agricultural development in poor countries and ensuring food security. The report makes a strong economic case for strengthening the role of women in agriculture. If women farmers were given the same access to resources, such as finance, the results could be significant. Women's agricultural yields could increase by 20 to 30%. National agriculture could rise by 2.5 to 4%. The number of malnourished could be reduced by 12 to 17%. Yet, despite their potential, rural adolescent girls are often the most disadvantaged, says the report. The challenges of location, age, and gender often combine to create a triple disadvantage. Girls are frequently undervalued within their societies. They often fulfill their duties while suffering from malnutrition. They may have little or no opportunity for even the most basic education. The doors to productive economic livelihoods are often closed to them. The report carries several recommendations, from including girls in country agriculture investment plans to providing them with comprehensive health information and services and improving safety and security. Its most important recommendation, however, covers education. Education for girls has high returns in terms of income and livelihood opportunities, including increasing agricultural productivity. Specifically, the report calls on governments to nationally mandate universal primary and secondary education, appoint more women teachers, put schools in rural locations to cut down on travelling time, and provide incentives to parents to keep girls in schools through scholarships, cash transfers, and elimination of school fees. Another key recommendation is for governments to prepare adolescent girls to have a stake in agriculture and natural resource management. First, efforts have to be made to improve the attractiveness of agriculture as a way of life by sending researchers and scientists into rural communities to speak to adolescent girls about opportunities in agriculture. The report goes into some of the important cultural barriers girls and women face, marital and inheritance laws that often exclude them from inheriting or securing access to land and other assets critical to increasing productivity. In general, though, Bertini believes the renewed importance of agriculture following the rise in food prices and the drought in East Africa presents a tremendous opportunity for women in agriculture. Now that the world has rediscovered agriculture, said Bertini, it is an opportune time to rediscover girls. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2011.